Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, diving right back into it on a Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I know, I'm out of town on a Tuesday. But Jen's coming down on Saturday, so.
Double dip.
Once you guys move out, Veronica Vaughn's coming to town.
No, she's not.
Yeah. But Jen is.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool if she was. That's great. Yeah, we were talking about that last night. Mac was like, you know, it's Tuesday tomorrow, right? I'm like, yeah, cool. He goes, but for Bob, he's out of town. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of town on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you know.
Yep. Well, those nice ladies at the bar the other night.
Whoa. Oh, man. No, last night, opening night in the media, white jumpsuits again. That's what we always get. They were awesome. We called it. We said they were going to have a new sweatsuit combo. But, no, it was great. Got to meet some interesting people that we'd never met before. Maggie Sajak.
Yeah.
Great person. Fantastic. Also, Mac is my proof. I do want to say this real quick. As we were walking out, there were a ton of people going left and right, forward and backwards. We're walking. I look over. Had already talked to Maggie earlier that night, shared a conversation. Obviously, my family's big Wheel of Fortune fans. She's Pat's daughter. I was like, hey, my grandmother was on the show. Loved the show.
Oh, was she really? That's awesome. I didn't know.
Nah, true story, man. She won $66,000.
How much did she actually get?
Probably 25.
Yeah, right.
And a trip to Turks and Caicos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So awesome. She was on there. It was on Mom and Me Week.
Yeah. You know, Dana Wright was on the Price is Right, too.
Yeah, well, she doesn't hold coin on this story. So told Maggie that story real quick. And then as we're walking out, leaving, you know how clustered it was.
Oh, it's a mess, yeah.
Sardines.
Literally. And what do we get, Mac? She looks over, she smiles, waves, says, hey, have a good night, see ya.
Yeah.
And she initiated it. It was not you. She looked over at you and said, hey,
done.
Yeah. I didn't know Pat Sajak had a daughter, let alone she was at the Super Bowl.
I didn't know.
But you're a wheel guy, so
Wheel guy.
Yeah, big wheel.
Third wheel guy.
Uh-huh.
Driving the first wheel last night, though, baby. We met the sketch guy, the
Sup brother.
Sup brother.
Met Tuesday,
that guy
Tuesday.
As well.
That was awesome.
Bob's
very
like,
cool.
You guys are geeks. But we also met C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
And that's where we start tonight.
Sports.
I guess it's sports, right? Right. But, like, the C.J. Gardner-Johnson thing was funny. You know, I've told the story of our friend Gene Watson, the assistant GM of the Chicago White Sox, right? And so I saw C.J. Gardner-Johnson with this big White Sox pendant on, right?
That's
like
right.
This big diamond-studded Chicago White Sox pendant. So I use that as kind of the, hey, I know some guys with the White Sox. You got a second. He's like, okay. And so we started talking to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and we're going to play this back for you here in a second, Nathan. I want you to listen all the way to the end and listen for the pause.
Be like, I'm only doing this interview because of the White Sox.
I don't know about that. I'm only doing this because of the White Sox, I guess.
CJ, this game means a lot, man. Patrick Mahomes, the offense is known for the cheese, but also the defense. What's different about this year for you guys?
I guess the scenery change, I guess.
Yeah.
The scenery.
Yeah, what do you know about, when you go to the preparation of the Chiefs, they're the standard, right, of the NFL? I think you would say that, but you come from the NFC trying to match that standard as well. What do you do in this game?
Be yourself, do what Eagles do, and just understand that it's the next big game because you know, it's the top of the mountain. You got to understand, you got to be where your feet are and trust your teammates and trust your coaches and do what you got to do.
What do you guys do this week, man? Like, I mean, for us, it's boring at times. I'm sure for you, it's kind of boring at times. Like, how do you kill the time, get ready for that game, and kind of keep it all, like, composed at the same time?
Extra film, extra sleep, extra recovery, and a little extra downtime to get your mind right because you understand where you're playing at.
Do you hang out at all in New Orleans? You get to go out and see the Towners and all business?
Curfew at 7 o'clock at night.
No way, really? Yeah. Wow.
You got to get out of here.
Well, got team functions, but.
Yeah.
Between 7, well, really 7 to 9, I think, but.
Is the head coach going to let you see Kendrick at halftime, or is that a no-go?
I'll be honest with you. I don't really care.
Fair enough. All business,
really
right?
Yeah. And I don't care if Lil Wayne were to perform. It doesn't matter to me. I got football getting attend to.
No doubt. What's the number one thing you got to do to stop Mahomes?
I don't know. I guess play football.
Appreciate it. No problem.
Thank you, man.
Play football. After a 30-second to an hour-long pause, he said, I don't know. I guess play football.
I think the pause is interesting to me because there's a lot you can dive into a pause, right?
Sure.
Just like if you were to text that, it would have been like, good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you got him.
Yeah.
He was quick to every response, right? Like I was like, you know, you asked him curfew. Oh, it's 7 o'clock. I looked at my watch. I was like, it's 7:25. I was like, you got to get out of here. He's like, well, team functions. Mm-hmm. Quick on that.
Right.
Right. Hey, Kendrick Lamar halftime. These athletes, they love Kendrick or, you know, they love the debate. Is it Kendrick? Is it Drake? Somebody asked Justin Reed that as well. And, you know, he's like, honestly, I don't care. I don't even care if Lil Wayne. And then it's, how do you stop Patrick Mahomes? And at that point, you and I looked at each other like, is he going to answer?
Right.
And then he's like, I don't know, play football. And we both just lost it. I don't know if you, like, hate us for that. But I didn't know any other reaction to do than to laugh because I was like, man, you've been witty. You've been great. You've been perfect as an interview.
Right.
And then your question of, well, how do you stop Patrick Mahomes? And I think there's two things here. One, no one in the world of the NFL, no one in the F knows.
No one knows.
Two,
no.
I think at that moment, his conscience caught him. Because I think he was going to be like, you know, and again, I don't know what he would have said. I'm ad-libbing here. But maybe he says something like, I don't know, but we're gonna do something. And then it's like, hang on, little guy. maybe don't say anything. Remember that quote that Nick Sirianni gave you guys when you walked out here? Just stay like vanilla. Just
right.
Don't give him anything. It can be fun. It can be interesting. But when they ask you those types of questions, veer to the left. And it was like he was so quick and to the point every time. And then how do you stop Patrick Mahomes? Play football.
Play football.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Nathan, can you run that cut again for us?
I got football got to attend to.
No doubt. What's the number one thing you got to do to stop Mahomes?
I don't know. I guess play football.
That's right.
Less than four, almost 4 seconds. I timed it. Almost 4 seconds of a pause where he, and that's a long time. Like when you're having a conversation and somebody pauses, 1, 2, 3,
and I
four.
Guess listening back, the one thing is also something that could, like, you know, bounce you back and forth. Like, what's the one thing? But then if you say one thing,
yeah,
you know, stop him from throwing, you know, on third down. Okay.
But these guys are so good with their canned answers, right? Like they go through all the media stuff and they know what to say and more importantly what not to say in these type of situations. But to hear that yesterday, I thought the silence was deafening in that one where he actually paused and went, it could be what you were saying, which ain't a bad way to approach it, or he just didn't know what to say. It wasn't like it was a gotcha type of question. It was, how do you stop Patrick Mahomes? Everybody's been asking that question now for years. And I thought that was a real answer last night by C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Like,
for sure.
I mean, everybody's tried. Everybody's attempted. Everybody's gone out there and tried to find a way to stop this unbelievable quarterback. And literally nobody has had an answer for stopping Mahomes. Now, Tampa could say they had an answer. I would say we didn't have an offensive line. It was me, Dusty Mack, and two others, and Nathan, and somebody else, and maybe Cody that were playing offensive line that day against the Tampa Bay Bucs in that Super Bowl. That's how they were able to stop Mahomes on that day. But when they're healthy, when they're fresh, when they're ready to go, and they got all their guys, it's a very tough task. And so I thought that was a very, very telling pause and answer by C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who was just rapid fire with everything. How do you stop Mahomes? We're trying to figure that out, sir. Thank you.
What's the one thing you do to stop Patrick Mahomes? There's too many to say.
I don't know what to do.
And see, that's the thing, too, is if he tries to play the nice guy route and he tries to be the guy that's like, oh, yeah, you know, there's many ways you can stop him. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Someone's going to take that clip. They're going to cut it right there, and it's going to be C.J. Gardner-Johnson says there are many ways to stop Patrick
Mahomes. That's exactly right, yeah.
Even though he went .. and said more,
yep.
Him doing that, it's fine. It's I'm okay with it. It was a laugh. We had a good rapport with him.
Yeah.
As soon as we were done, you know, dabbed it up, he walked off, and then we carried on throughout the night. But a very interesting thing about this business is that expressions and pauses, which can be the same thing, can literally say more than a 5-minute interview.
Right.
Which, I mean, that whole time sitting there going back and forth and then immediately just play football.
Play football.
Which is great.
Yep.
Like, I mean, it works out for everybody.
Because that really is the easy approach. And if you're a guy in the NFL and you're going into a game against anybody scared or worried or afraid or thinking you're not going to be able to beat them, Well, then we know what the answer to that question is. You're not going to beat them. You just got to go out there and play free and clear.
You go in there with the mind that's foggy. You're going to go in there and you're going to leave already with a foggy mind.